Peace and God's blessings be upon all of you. Welcome to Quran Study with Muneeb, a podcast where I share my journey of self-discovery and self-purpose through the lens of the Quran, in the hope that it inspires others to discover their own paths by studying the pristine message from our Creator contained in the Quran. So one of the things which I wanted to share with you as part of my journey into understanding the Quran and the purpose of my life is a recent conundrum which I've been pondering over. And this is to do with the fact that there exist so many different religions on earth. And what I've been thinking about and pondering over is that people seem to have an unwavering faith in the religion that they are born into. And I've been thinking about the mathematical issue that this creates. And you might say that, what's religion got to do with mathematics? And it may be to do with the fact that I have a mathematics background and I tend to analyze things in these ways sometimes. But the point which I've been thinking about is this. Imagine if there are three beautiful babies born in a particular neighborhood. Baby number one is born into a household that calls itself Muslims. They profess to follow Islam. Beautiful baby number two is born next door and is born to a household that calls itself Christian. And baby number three, also very cute, is born next door to that particular one and is born to a Jewish household, or rather born into a Jewish household. Now, all three of those babies will be educated and ideas will be formed within their respective households. So, the Muslim baby will be led to believe that Muslims are on the right path, that Islam that they follow in their household is the true path of God and the true path to salvation. That everybody else is wrong, that only Muslims are the chosen ones. And in fact, being followers of Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad will intercede on the Day of Judgment, and Muslims, all Muslims, will go to heaven. That's what that baby, as that baby gets old, will be led to believe. Yes? And that baby, as that baby becomes an infant and grows older and then goes into the teenage years, becomes an adult, that person will be following the rules that Muslim religious leaders will impose on that person and that their parents will be imposing on that person, which are these particular rules and rituals which have come through the forefathers. That's what that person is going to be following. And they will have utter belief. That person will have utter belief that yes, as a Muslim, I am on the right path. Now let's go to baby number two. Baby number two will have exactly the same upbringing, except that that baby, as he or she grows older, will be following the rules, the rites, rituals that a Christian performs, which have been informed by the Christian religious leaders and the teachings of the family of that child in the household. Those teachings which have come down from the forefathers. And baby number three in the Jewish household will have exactly the same. All three will grow up with different rites and rituals and believing that they, only they, are on the right path as they're following their religion. Okay? Now, here's the thing, and I'll come on to the mathematics of this in a second. The thing is, if all three believe that only they are on the right path, that means two of them are wrong. Yes? Only one is correct. So, now most people in this world, they form that belief blindly. They are indoctrinated with various beliefs by the religious leaders and the forefathers, and they have this utter faith that yes, whatever we are doing is correct. So that is blind faith. Most people in this world have this blind faith that the religion in which they were born is the right path and that will be their salvation. So, number one, that means whether you achieve salvation or not, it's just pot luck. It's just luck in terms of which religion you're born into. If you're born into a Christian household and that happens to be the right religion, then you're okay. And then the others, the Muslim and the Jewish, will go to hell, at least as far as that Christian will believe. And the same for the Muslim. It is only by luck that person was born into a Muslim household then, and it's only by luck, therefore, that they achieve salvation and go to heaven. It's just pot luck. So how can that be right? Now, think about the mathematics. If it is true that only one of these households have the correct belief, then whichever household you are born into, you are more likely to have been born into the wrong household, the wrong religion. So if you're born as a Muslim, born into a Muslim household, you have a 2/3 chance, 2 out of 3, that you are wrong. You only have a 1/3 chance that you are right. This is on the assumption that you blindly believe that the faith, the religion that you are born into in your household is the only correct one. Okay, so that is the assumption here, the mathematical assumption. So let me repeat that. If your belief is that the household in which you were born, the religion in which you were born, is the only correct path and you blindly follow it and you believe that that is the only path to salvation and paradise, then it's potluck. And mathematically, you only have a 1 out of 3 chance, a 33% chance of that being true. Because the other two also believe the same, okay? So in that case, let me put it to you, that if there is only a 1/3 chance that you were born into the correct religion that will help you to achieve salvation, mathematically speaking, you should change your religion. Because you are more likely to be wrong than right. And therefore you should change your religion. So you see, this is an improbability. This is a fallacy. The religious fallacy. And this is something which I've been thinking about. And it has led me to the logical conclusion that blind faith is equal to potluck. And because of the improbability of you being born into the household, the religion, which truly will help you achieve salvation, it means that the only way you can increase the probability of you being sure that you are born into the correct religion is by studying and understanding the faith. It's by using your mind. In other words, that assumption we had at the beginning about blind faith has to be removed. You actually have to make an effort to understand the faith in which you were born and truly see whether you can determine and achieve utter conviction that it is the truth. And in fact, you probably need to understand the other religions as well to see what is the truth. And it's possible, let me put it to you, that none of them are true. It is possible that none of them are true. Now, I'm going to continue this thought process, but in the meantime, do let me know what you think. Leave me some comments. Let me know whether you understand the mathematical improbability which I've described and what your reaction is to that. Peace be upon all.
I hope you all find our path through the lens of the Quran. Until the next episode, Assalamu alaikum.